morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope prayer call. I'm Reverend Donna Gunter and I am so delighted to lead you in prayer this morning. We're continuing on our journey with Sarah Young reading her devotional, Jesus Calling. And on this day, she directs our attention to trust and thankfulness and the power and the peace we receive when we choose to make this our daily practice. In our Grief Show Grief support group the other day, one of our participants asked me, but how do you trust God? She was just like, I hear this all the time. Just trust God, just trust God. And she was like, I don't know what that means. I don't understand it. Well, when I read one of the passages that Ms. Young put in there, I realized here is a way to answer that question. And so hear the word of the Lord in Psalm 9, verse 10. It says, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Again, it says, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. When I read this passage of scripture, and what immediately jumped out for me was when you know God's name, you can't help but put your trust in God. It said that when you know that God is Elohim, the creator God, the supreme being, you know that God is the one who is intimately connected to all creatures, all things, everything about you then is connected. God is intimately connected to. When you know that God is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, you know that there is nothing that God can't handle. God is all powerful, all seeing, and all knowing. When you know that God is Jehovah Nissi, God our banner, the God who fights our battles, you can then be secure in knowing that you can be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you know that God is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, then you know that there isn't anything that you need that God can't and won't provide. Thank you, Lord. When you know that God is Jehovah Tiskanu, God our righteousness, you know that God will bring forth justice in your world and in our world. When you know that God is Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer, you know that God is able to heal all manner of illnesses and diseases. That means that God can heal you. When you know that God is Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace, you know that you can receive and have the peace that surpasses all understanding. And when you know that God is El Roi, the God who sees us, oh my God, then you can never feel that you are insignificant and anything in your life is not important to God. I think, though, that the key to trusting God is the movement from our head to what we know to be true, our intimate encounters with God. So you see, in this psalm, David was testifying to the God who he knew. God had shown up and been Jehovah Nissi, fought his battles, his enemies were scattered. God had shown up to be El Shaddai, the righteous God. He had wrought justice for David in his situation. And when David began this psalm, he began it by saying, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. You see, when we trust in God and when we realize and recount what God has done, then we can sing just like David did. We can testify just like David did. And Ms. Young says that God tells us that it is in trusting that it is our channel to our where our peace flows. And in thankfulness, it lifts us up out of our circumstances. Let us pray. Almighty God, Creator God, Savior God, Warrior God, God who goes before us, God who fights our battles, God who is our peace, God who knows us better than anybody else, the God who will lift us up out of the places where we are. God, we call on your great name on this morning. We just want to give thanks, God, unto you because we know that you are the one who is working everything out for our good. You are the one who knows our end from our beginning. You are the God who knows everything about our lives and is working to make everything good and right and bring us to the place where you want us to be, God. And so we say thank you. God, we know that when we seek your face and we come after you and run after you, and when we call you by name, God, we can't help but trust in you, and we can't help but shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. God, we know that when we sing praises unto you, that it increases our trust. God, we can be and sing like CeCe Winans did about the goodness of the Lord. Oh, how you have been so faithful through all of our lives, and with every breath that we will take, that we will sing of the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, God, for showing us the way. Thank you, God, for leading us in your way everlasting. Thank you, God, for giving us the ability to sing your praises, to speak your word out to the world, Lord, so that they might know and that they too can trust in you. God, you've been so great. You have been so great to us that we can't help but shout and sing and thank you. Thank you, God, for being who you are. Thank you, God, for us being able to call on your great name. It's in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we invite you to come and to worship with us on Sundays at 10 o'clock. You can join us in the sanctuary, or you can watch from any of our social media platforms, Facebook or YouTube. But we just pray that you will join us again. And of course, that you can come again next week on Wednesday to join us for our prayer call. Have a great day. Go forth singing God's praises and trusting in God.